Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes, Kent.
I talked with Don Cook. I couldn't get him till this morning. I went over this thing fully with him. His present statement is that his wife is the reason he doesn't feel he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hunch he wants to do it, and I'm sure he didn't want it to appear that I persuaded him. I suggested to him, and I'm sure he will, he's going to call you today. And if you want to insist enough, I have an idea that he'll do it. I did not, therefore, follow any further on talking to Bird, because he said that all his financial complications had been arranged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what they were, and I didn't go into them, and I will do so if you want me to. I'm with Bird, but that was his statement.
No, but if I were here at my convenience, I would drop by, and if nothing more, express approval of Don and admiration for him. I think that helps.
Yeah.
I have the feeling that I got word from him, and I had the feeling that he does have a rather serious physical health problem and there. And so I don't know how that really turn out. I'm giving a good deal of thought, if I don't get him, to putting in direct to the budget. I don't know what business, I don't know how they'll react to it, but he's about as able a man as I got.
I don't know him well. Don talked to me about other possibilities.
Did y'all get anybody that you thought might be good?
Well, I really didn't suggest anybody because I didn't have anybody really in mind. He talked about directing the budget. He was not uncomplimentary of him, but he didn't express any great enthusiasm. He suggested three names. He suggested Greenwald, Ed Kaiser, and Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And
Kaiser would have all kinds of conflicts all over the country.
Would.
Greenwald, we'd have quite problems there. I like him and like him very much. I think he's a very sound man. One of the principal fusses they're making now up there is a ruling Treasury made on DuPont. And I think we'd get back into a lot of Bobby Baker stuff.
I can really see how that would be a difficulty. And I told him that, though I really believe Greenwald is the ablest one of the three.
Yes, he is a man of exceptional ability.
I know him only fairly well.
I was reading one of his books yesterday, and I think he's a man of unusual ability, but I think that would be a problem, and Dillon's got a tax problem some way that's coming up. That's one reason he's leaving.
I saw in the paper he was leaving.
These are tied together. I mean, a lot of people think that the precedent set in the DuPont case.
I knew Kaiser less than any he mentioned, though I haven't met him, and of course he's the only Democrat of the three. I know him, but very slightly. And he's a Democrat.
I've taken a direct to the budget. I don't know what his program was before I came in here, but I came in, he had a budget of about $104 or $105 billion that served up to him by my predecessor. And I gave him my general outlines. I talked to Bob Anderson, General Eisenhower, and a good many people, and some of my friends in the Congress, and I came up with the idea that I want to take $5-6 billion off of it. And he did a real surgeon's job. He did intelligently and ably, and he's so well informed. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and he's just as brilliant as he can be, and very dignified, judicious. And he knows more about the government than anybody. He knows more about our monetary problems. He was on the Council of Economic Advisors. He is regarded as a moderately progressive fellow, not a businessman, and I would have problems in the business community because he's not one of them, like we'll say Connor is. But I guess the president's entitled to the best advice he can get, and I guess this fellow is, outside of Cook, is a man that I know whose advice I trust the most. So I'm going to talk to Don again, and then I'm going to... Don has recommended him to me in a letter, Gordon, and Gordon's going to leave. I'm going to lose him.
Yeah.
if he didn't take this job.
Well, Don didn't say anything against him, but I just say he didn't. He named the other three, which indicated to me that he thought they were better. Now, Don told me he was going to call you today.
Well, I'll talk to him, Ken, and I may be back in touch with you, Claire.
And I would appreciate it if, I think it's best all around that you didn't even tell, that I talked to
that's
you.
That's right, I won't.
I mean, he wants to make his own decision.
I won't, that's right. Thank you.
He doesn't want to look like somebody's pushing him.
I won't, thank you, Ken.
You're well, welcome. Back.